This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
From Los Angeles, California to Joy 94.9, this is LA Spins, the weekly entertainment show on everything that's hot in LA and Hollywood. Now, here's your host, Peter Reynolds.
Britney Spears said her father told her to give him more money. As lawyers accused Jamie Spears of dragging out his agreement to exit as conservator of her multi-million dollar estate with an extortion attempt. Her father demanded $2 million as a condition to back out of the guardianship agreement. The next court date is September 29th. Still toxic. Kanye West claimed that Universal Music Group released his new album Donda without his permission. In an Instagram post, West wrote, "Universal put my album out without my approval, and they blocked Jail 2 from being on the album. Jail 2 features DaBaby, and he didn't get clearance to feature him. All has been worked out now, but Ye remains cray." Maroon 5's Adam Levine believes Olivia Rodrigo deserves the benefit of the doubt when it comes to accusations she copied other artists while making her chart-topping debut album, Sour. Levine, a songwriter with 3 Grammys under his belt, says writing music is tricky and artists sometimes rip something off inadvertently. Yeah, sounds like a case of sour grapes. Anya Taylor-Joy, star of The Queen's Gambit, was working so hard she hardly had time to eat. She filmed the Netflix series after finishing back-to-back projects, including 2020's Emma and the upcoming movie Last Night in Soho. She only took one day off in between all 3 projects and survived on Diet Coke, cigarettes, and coffee. Yep, it's called the Hollywood diet. Her will make her big screen debut in the film adaptation of the Broadway musical version of The Color Purple. The singer is set to play Squeak, a juke joint waitress and aspiring singer in the film. It will be produced by Oprah Winfrey and Steven Spielberg, the 1985 film star and director. Her. I keep mixing up her name and calling her they. Oops. Gene Simmons is the latest KISS member to come down with COVID-19. Now both of its frontmen are coping with the virus, and the band's been forced to cancel several upcoming tour dates. The news comes just days after co-founder Paul Stanley also tested positive for COVID. Talk about getting the kiss off. At present, you can kiss 6 tour dates goodbye. Sorry. Zoe Kravitz and Channing Tatum are officially a full-fledged couple. Yep, a source said, quote, "Zoe and Channing are dating. It started out as a friendship and eventually turned into more," unquote. Kravitz has spoken glowingly about working with Tatum on her directorial debut, Pussy Island. Yep, you heard right. You can't make this shit up. Get ready for Judge Steve Harvey. The funny man will be the judge and jury for a new primetime unscripted comedy on ABC, which has been greenlit for 10 episodes. Harvey is expected to employ common sense paired with his own life experiences as he decides cases throughout the hour-long program. Now that's an hour we're going to want back. Destiny's Child fans shouldn't get excited over rumors the group's getting back together because their manager says there's nothing in the works. Matthew Knowles, Beyoncé's father, who's still DC's official manager, says there are 0 plans for the group to reunite, make an album, or tour. Meanwhile, Michelle Williams said, "Hey, what about my bills, bills, bills?" Sorry.
Idiot of the Week!
Farrah Abraham wants to sue Harvard after she was blocked from an online course by a, quote, "educationally abusive professor." The former teen mom says while taking an online course as part of a creative writing master's program with Professor Patricia Belanca, she was kicked out with no explanation. Perhaps because she's an idiot. Jeopardy! Executive producer Mike Richards is done. the replacement host for the late Alex Trebek, has been officially disqualified as the EP for both that longtime game show and Wheel of Fortune. The 46-year-old stepped down from the host gig amid public outrage and resurfaced sexist comments. Richards is now free to return to obscurity. The new owners of the 9,200-square-foot mansion that served as the LaRusso family house in Cobra Kai seasons 1 through 3 plan to turn it into an Airbnb rental. The show, based on the old Karate Kid movies, used the 6-bedroom, 6-bathroom house right here in Encino. Now it could be the perfect vacation spot for you. So hurry on down. Chop chop. Michael Jackson could soon be singing new songs. Yep, his brother Tito said there is more music to release. He said the Jackson family plans to record a new studio album, their first since 1989, and they hope to record a new track featuring previously unknown material from Michael. Aw, Tito's still trying to get his career back. Even Stevens star Christy Carlson Romano is debunking her $3 million net worth, saying, quote, "I'm not a millionaire in any way, shape, or form. My biggest thing about child actors is you're not told the work is going to slow down. I was told the opposite by my mom and even my money manager at the time," unquote. Child actors, be careful or be broke. The Trash Bin. Amy Winehouse's dad believes the production company planning to make a biopic about his late daughter is 100% not allowed. Mitch Winehouse, the administrator of her estate, says there's no way the project with Halcyon Studios can go forward because the estate already has its own plans for a biopic and owns all the rights. And Mitch is a money-grubbing a-hole. The news wrap-up. China will ban kids from playing online games for more than 3 hours per week. PayPal is exploring a stock trading platform for U.S. customers. Apple has bought classical music streaming service Prime Phonic. Say goodbye to mindless swiping. Dating apps are turning to video and audio. That just means mindless video and audio then. Okay, swipe that away.
And now, this week's number ones.
The number one movie.
Shang-Chi and the Legend of the Ten Rings is tops of the box office.
The number one album.
Drake's Certified Lover Boy enters the charts at number one.
The number one app.
It's Player Unknown's Battlegrounds.
The number one book.
The Madness of Crowds by Louise Penny is the top fiction book.
Halsey is claiming she faced huge challenges while trying to promote her new album while pregnant. The 26-year-old singer said she missed out on media opportunities while expecting her first child, Ender, with screenwriter Olive Aden. She said, quote, "There were publications that were like, yeah, but is she going to be pregnant? Because we don't want to do a maternity cover." And I was like, "It's not a maternity cover. It's about my album. I just happen to be pregnant." And they're like, "No, it's a pregnant cover." And I was like, "So I can't go talk about my album?" Unquote. Apparently being preggers is not sexy enough to sell magazines. Halsey gave birth on July 14th. From her new album, If I Can't Have Love, I Want Power, here's Halsey with the song of the week, I'm Not a Woman, I'm a God.
Every day I got a smile where my frown goes. A couple bodies in a garden where the grass grows. I take them with me to the grave in a suitcase. Maybe I could be a different human in a new place. Oh, I just wanna feel something, tell me where to go. Cause everybody knows something I don't wanna know.
With the song of the week, I'm Not a Woman, I'm a God. visit us on Facebook at facebook.com/LASpins. You know, with a Z. And that's what's happening in L.A. and Hollywood. For L.A. Spins, I'm Peter Reynolds. So long from the City of Angels.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.